Hello and welcome to ArXiv LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new ArXiv paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. Today we're digging into a paper from ArXiv titled Internal Representations as Indicators of Hallucinations in Agent Tool Selection. Why this matters now? More and more LLM agents are choosing external tools: search, databases, calculators. And when they hallucinate the tool choice, you get real failures, cost spikes, and broken trust. Mark will look at real-world usage. Jamie will look at the AI technical side. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing, and what need does it meet today? Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
In real life, agents often pick the wrong tool or call the right tool with nonsense parameters. That means wasted API spend, slow responses, and sometimes compliance headaches if they hit a system they shouldn't. Teams try to fix it with longer tool descriptions or post-hoc guardrails, but you're still reacting after the bad call. What we need is an early warning, a reliable signal that says, the model is guessing about the tool right now. If you can flag that at decision time, you can pause, ask the user to clarify, or choose a safe default and avoid a bunch of bad calls up front.
So basically, a check right at the moment of tool choice, stop the dumb call before it happens instead of cleaning up after. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of approach showing up now?
Two reasons. First, we can increasingly access a model's internal states, those hidden activations, either in open weight models or via provider hooks. Second, tool use has become central to agents, so catching mistakes upstream is high leverage. Past methods relied on the model's self-reported confidence or on validators after the output, which is too late. If you probe the internal representations during tool selection, you can detect a mismatch or uncertainty before firing an API. That's cheaper than extra verification loops, and the observability tooling to do this at runtime has matured enough to make it practical. At a technical level, the paper proposes tapping the model's internal representations, the hidden activations, right at the step where an agent decides which tool to call. They train a lightweight probe, basically a small classifier, on those activations to predict whether the tool choice is likely to be a hallucination or off target. You plug that signal into the agent's tool selection policy in the orchestrator. If the probe says high risk, the policy can pause, ask for clarification, or choose a safer default. This differs from prior approaches that relied on prompt heuristics, the model's self-reported confidence, or post-hoc output verification. Instead of catching mistakes after the API call, you detect them at the decision boundary using what the model felt internally when it picked the tool.
Put differently, they listen to the model's brainwaves at the moment it reaches for a tool, and if those brainwaves look like guessing, they intervene before the call. Mark, in practice, what changes in a product when you cut down those tool selection hallucinations?
What usually happens is you see fewer garbage API calls and fewer irrelevant tool invocations in the logs. That means lower spend and faster responses because you're not bouncing through wrong tools. On the user side, trust goes up. If the agent isn't randomly calling the web scraper when a simple internal search would do, people stop babysitting it. In a UI, you might see a subtle banner like, not confident about tool choice, asking a clarifying question, instead of a spinner that hides a chain of bad calls.
So concretely, cleaner logs, fewer retries, and the agent is more transparent when it's unsure. Mark, let's make it tangible with a simple case. Imagine a knowledge-based assistant that can either run a search or apply an extractor on a known document. Walk us through what a user types and how the agent behaves with this signal in place.
Say a user types, pull the return policy details for EU customers, and summarize exceptions. The agent has two tools, KB search and PDF extractor. Without a signal, it might jump to PDF extractor and fail because it never located the doc. With the internal activation probe, when the model leans toward PDF extractor but the activations look uncertain, the orchestrator routes to KB search first. In the trace you'd see, candidate tools, PDF extractor, probe risk equals 0.78, action fallback to search. The UI might flash a note, finding the right doc before extracting. It runs the search, gets the doc, then the extractor. One clean path, no dead-end call.
Got it. Start safe, then go deep. Jamie, from the AI side, where exactly do you compute that signal and how often? And when the probe flags risk, what's the default action you'd recommend?
You compute it at the moment the model proposes a tool, typically on the hidden state around the tokens that name the tool or the action block. The probe can be a logistic regression or a tiny MLP trained on those activations. You run it every time the agent selects a tool, which adds a few milliseconds if you already have access to activations. If the risk is high, common actions are 1. Route to the lowest risk tool like a search, 2. Ask the user a targeted question, or 3. Verify with a cheap checker tool before calling the expensive one. Latency impact is small compared to a wrong API call, and cost is minimal since the probe is tiny, provided your stack exposes the activations at runtime.
That makes sense. Cheap extra check versus an expensive mistake. Let's push it further. Mark, can you give us a heavier enterprise scenario with multiple tools, internal APIs, a web scraper, maybe a calculator, where this really matters?
Picture a planning analyst asks, compare headcount growth to payroll spend over the last 6 months, then add recent job openings from our careers page. The agent has HR API, finance API, web scraper, and calc. The right flow is HR API, finance API, calc, web scraper. In real life, the agent sometimes jumps to the scraper early because it latches onto job openings. With the internal signal gate, when it's about to pick web scraper, the probe fires high risk because the activations don't match prior patterns for sourcing time series. The orchestrator defers scraping, hits HR and finance first, uses calc to compute growth, then scrapes at the end. In logs, proposed equ web scraper, probe risk at 0.81, policy, defer and complete core metrics. The analyst sees steady progress instead of a detour that times out the scraper.
So the signal helps the agent keep its discipline. Do the structured data first, then augment. Jamie, connect that to the mechanics. How would you integrate this in the router? And do you train one probe per tool or a shared one? Any calibration needed?
Architecturally, you place the probe right in the tool router. Each time the LLM proposes an action, the orchestrator extracts the relevant activation vector and queries the probe. There are two patterns. Per-tool probes, one small classifier per tool that predicts likely correct versus risky for that tool, or a shared probe that predicts generic tool choice reliability, and you apply thresholds per tool. Per-tool usually calibrates better when tools are heterogeneous. You'll want offline calibration. Collect traces of correct and incorrect tool picks, train the probe, then set thresholds to hit your tolerance for false positives. At runtime, the policy reads the score and either continues, defers, or asks a question. You can also add a verification budget. Allow one cheap verify call if the probe is borderline.
And if a team can't access internal activations, for example, with a closed model, what then? Jamie, is there a fallback?
Two fallbacks. One is a surrogate probe, a smaller open model that looks at the prompt, candidate tool, and plan and predicts risk. It works but loses the inside view that makes this approach strong. The second is to approximate with logit-based signals like entropy over tool tokens, but that's still external compared to deep activations. The paper's point is that internals carry richer uncertainty cues. Practically, you either choose a provider that exposes activations or run an open weight model where you can hook into layers.
Last one for this segment. Mark, minimum prep to try this without boiling the ocean. What do teams need to collect or configure to get a probe working?
Start by logging tool decisions with ground truth. Which tool was chosen? Did it end in a correction? How costly was the call? You need a few hundred labeled examples per tool, balanced with both good and bad picks. Instrument your orchestrator to capture the activation slice at the decision step. Most frameworks let you add a hook if you're on open weights. Train a tiny classifier, set a conservative threshold, and wire the policy actions. Ask a clarifying question or fall back to search. Keep a dashboard that shows probe risk versus override so you can tune thresholds weekly. That's enough to see a noticeable drop in bad calls without re-architecting everything.
Let's wrap with results and limits. Jamie, what do the authors actually report in terms of evaluation? How well does this internal signal idea work, and under what testing setup?
According to the paper, they evaluate on agent traces where each tool decision is labeled as correct or incorrect. It's a mix of synthetic agent tasks and replayed real-world style scenarios, so controlled, but using realistic tools like search, retrieval, and simple calculators. They train a lightweight probe on hidden activations and report solid detection quality. Think strong discrimination between good and risky tool picks. Metrics include detection accuracy and precision recall, with explicit tracking of false positives versus false negatives. When they plug the signal into a simulated policy, basically offline what-if rerouting, they show a clear reduction in incorrect tool calls, along with fewer cascaded failures. Overhead is low. The probe adds milliseconds if you already can read activations. The authors are transparent that most tests are controlled or semi-controlled, not a live human-in-the-loop production system, but close enough to suggest practicality.
So in plain terms, a tiny listener on the model's inner state catches a good share of bad tool choices, trims downstream mistakes, and barely slows things down, tested mostly in controlled but realistic setups. Mark, if we try this in production, what should teams expect, both in performance and the engineering lift?
In real life, expect a dip versus the paper's numbers at first. Start with a conservative threshold so you don't block too much, then tune weekly. Engineering-wise, you need to expose the relevant activations at the decision step, so either run an open weight model or use a provider that gives you hooks. You'll retrain the tiny probe regularly with new traces, add logging of probe risk and outcomes, and wire policy actions. Fall back to search, ask a clarifying question, or verify cheaply before the expensive call. You also need a runbook for false positives. When the probe blocks a call that would have worked, what's the operator or the agent supposed to do? On the org side, set governance rules for which tools can be auto-deferred, especially for costly or sensitive APIs. This shines for stacks with many connected tools or pricey calls, web scrapers, finance, ERP endpoints, where a single bad route wastes seconds and dollars.
Got it. Expect a cautious rollout, some threshold tuning, and clear playbooks when the probe says not sure. Jamie, what are the key prerequisites and limitations from the paper and from your experience? Model assumptions, data needs, and what's still fragile?
Prereqs, access to internal activations during tool selection, and a transformer-like architecture where tapping a specific layer is meaningful. You need labeled traces. Hundreds per tool is a good start to train and calibrate the probe. Limitations. Model version drift can break calibration, so you'll need to recheck thresholds when you upgrade weights or prompts. Cross-domain robustness is not guaranteed. A probe trained on customer support tools may not generalize to finance tools without new labels. If you're stuck on a closed model with no activation access, the signal is weaker via surrogates. Also, multilingual or multimodal tool choices may require separate probes or additional features. Future work the authors point to includes better calibration techniques, combining multiple internal signals across layers, bringing in multimodal cues, and packaging this for on-device or privacy-restricted environments where you can't stream activations widely.
So prerequisites are pretty concrete. You need activation access, a bit of labeled data, and a plan for recalibration when the model or domain shifts. Mark, last word from the field. Who benefits most, and under what conditions would you greenlight this?
Teams running agent routers with a dozen plus tools and any tool that's slow, costly, or compliance sensitive. If you're scraping the web, hitting finance or HR systems, or paying per call for external APIs, this pays back quickly. You'll get the most value if you control your model's runtime enough to export activations, have telemetry in place, and can handle policy changes like a safe fallback or a clarification prompt without confusing users. If your agent mostly does cheap local functions, the ROI is weaker. But in complex, high-stakes tool chains, this turns chaos into a managed, measurable process.
One sentence takeaway. This paper shows a practical way to tap a model's own internal signals to stop bad tool calls before they happen, giving agent routers a cheap, fast gut check that lowers cost and builds trust. To finish, a quick reminder, the English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on mbilotti.org/iadaily/en and also on Spotify. Search for ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.